This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Hello and welcome to the JNS Spine podcast for November 16th, 2012. I'm Natalie Pinchem and I will be reading a summary of an article on surgical technique published by JNS Spine today. Is inclusion of the occiput necessary in fusion for C1 to 2 instability in rheumatoid arthritis? A clinical article by Stephen Worrell and colleagues. Destruction of the occipito-cervical junction in rheumatoid arthritis mostly requires surgical treatment during the course of the disease. In long-standing disease, ligamentous and osseous destruction can progress and involve all cervical segments. Sparing the occipito-atlantal segment would allow the patient to retain a considerable amount of physiological range of motion and seems beneficial against subaxial overload. If surgical intervention is necessary, some authors prefer fusion to the occiput to be on the safe side, whereas others resort to monosegmental fusion of the atlantoaxial level. The purpose of the present investigation was to assess long-term progression of inflammatory or degenerative responses in adjacent vertebral segments after isolated C1 to 2 fusion for rheumatoid arthritis. 46 patients needed revision for adjacent segment degeneration at the occipito-atlantal joint at a mean of 9.4 years after atlantoaxial fusion. Data of this investigation suggest that if the occipito-atlantal joint is free of osseous destruction on conventional radiographs, is free of osseous destruction on conventional radiographs, there is a very low risk for relevant destruction in the subsequent 5 to 14 years after atlantoaxial surgery. Thus, a prophylactic oligosegmental approach should not be used. Rather, a segment-sparing monosegmental approach is preferred by the authors, even in patients with high inflammatory levels. Thank you for listening. Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group podcasts are contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes to access all our podcasts and videos, all updated continuously. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook. To read articles published this week in any of our journals or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org.